Speaker 1.
I'm based in Durban, in South Africa, but I sometimes visit our production facility in Vietnam, near Hanoi. On my first visit there, I was introduced to the top management of our subsidiary soon after I arrived. My visit wasn't very long, and we had some important business to discuss. I expected to meet people, have a short conversation, then get down to business. On the first day, we went to the factory in the afternoon, and I had a tour. That was interesting, but not very useful to me. Then we went out for dinner. I expected this to be a business dinner, but my hosts never mentioned work, and whenever I tried to go on to that topic, they changed the subject quickly. We finally discussed business on the second day. The whole experience really confused me. It was only later that I learned about how important it is in Vietnamese business culture to get to know people first before talking business. Also, apparently it's okay to talk business at lunch, but almost never at dinner. Now that I understand, it makes a lot of sense. I like it, actually. I guess they think we South Africans are probably too direct.
Speaker 2.
I completely understand that the management needs to know what the sales team is up to, what we're doing. The business depends on our performance. But a few months ago, they asked us to write a weekly report of our sales activities. Before that, it was a monthly report, which I liked. But a weekly report? It's too much, a real pain. I really need to focus on selling. And do the managers really want to read a weekly report from sales reps all over the world? Don't they have more important things to do? I would understand if the sales team were failing, but we aren't failing. The last couple of years have been outstanding for the business. This is a case of too much communication, too much paperwork.